I've been on a Google Hangout. Yeah, it's just finished, from as far as I'm concerned. And what I did was that I accepted the invitation from Nick Holloway Vox to hang out with him on Google. And for 5 minutes, I kept Nick Holloway Vox in mind and my own experience of being with Nick Holloway Vox in my mind. And I got dressed meditatively. It's amazing what you can do. It really is. The idea that I can be here in Lourdes and with you via Audioboo, with Nick Holloway Vox via Google Plus, it is quite different from the way people used to live. When Bernadette was alive here in Lourdes, and when the Virgin Mary is believed to have appeared to her. I mean, there is something almost miraculous about the idea that I can go on a Google Hangout while in Lourdes. There's an aspect of the pilgrimage I haven't commented on, and I think I'm just going to say something about it, because it's Sunday. You know, on Sunday people think about putting on their Sunday best. So I'll start from the bottom up. I'm wearing a pair of sandals, one of these kind of sandals where you can see your toes sticking out at the end. I see three toes on one and four on the other. So yeah, they've been actually with me every day, I have to say. They're better to wear on a pilgrimage, to wear sandals, than to wear shoes. That I haven't worn any of shoes, so I've got two superfluous pairs of footwear with me. Secondly, I'm wearing a pair of shorts for the first time. Shorts stretched down to just barely above my knee. They're the kind of things you'd wear while walking on a beach. But it has got warm in Lourdes yesterday, and it feels to me like that would be a suitable piece of clothing. I've tightened them up around the edges so that they don't fall down, and I'm going to take a chance of going out without a belt to hold them up. I don't really want my trousers to be falling down on pilgrimage today. But it's the white linen shirt that I'm so fond of, actually. I haven't worn a white linen shirt for a while. It's real linen. And I've decided to tuck it outside my trousers, outside the kind of Bermuda-type short things. By the way, I should say the colours are suitably mute of what I'm wearing. It'd be hard for me to pick a colour, but it's about the colour of vanilla ice cream, the kind that looks like it's had some egg yolk in it. Anyway, the linen shirt, I had a debate about whether to push the linen shirt inside the trousers or not, and I've decided that the appropriate kind of hanging out in clothes, you know, being loose, keeping myself loose for the experience so that I'm ready for the experience as it happens, is not to tuck it in and be tight and uptight and all that kind of thing. So that's it. That's today. I think I'm not going to wear the beret today. I think the beret has another day in it, but it's not today. I'm going to go out beret-less today and just see what happens. I wonder where my mother is and my brother, where would he be now? Anyway, only one way to find out. See you later. Oh, P.S. One P.S. left over. I'm taking with me a T-shirt that says, "What time is Mass?" You just have to take it that it isn't. It's meant to be ironic. And it comes from a company called Hairy Baby. I may have mentioned it in an earlier audiobook. But I've been asked by somebody who better remain nameless to get myself photographed wearing this in sort of the classic places in Lourdes. So I'm going to put it in the bag and whip it out a couple of times during the day and get my mother or my brother to take a photograph of me, you know, in that particular place in Lourdes, so I'd have a small little collection of what time is Mass from all over Lourdes.